The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
So someone was beat up, Speaks? Is that what happened?
Verbally.
Oh.
Look, John Heyman is a newsbreaker, a newsmaker in the baseball space.
And he's Paul Heyman's brother.
Is he?
No.
Okay. But John Heyman was on WFAN with their nighttime guy, Keith McPherson. And Keith was upset. Keith is an avowed Yankee fan, wears Yankees jackets, says he's doing the thing.
That's his bit. I like it.
That's his bit. That's who he is. So Keith and John Heyman went at it a little bit. I've heard about this, but have not heard it. And I am intrigued and interested, as grumpy Juan Soto fans abound.
Juan Soto. You knew that was going to come up. I saw your tweet that Juan Soto might come up. And that's the main thing. And when I look at your tweets and when I look at your history, I always say, okay, this guy's part of Boris Korp. What's the percentage of the Juan Soto contract that you're going to get when you break the news on where he signs?
No. Unfortunately, I get no money for anything. I have no financial stake.
Not even 0.01. A 0.01 would be a lot.
Nope, I have no stake. I don't know where you get that from. But,
so how does it work with Boris? Like I also mentioned earlier tonight, I'm like, he's not going to break the Juan Soto news. Scott Boris is West Coast based, and it's a 3-hour time difference, and it's Friday night, and you know, 5 p.m. comes out there, and it's 8 p.m. out here, and he's probably like, hey, John, you're good. You're off the hook. Don't worry about it. We're not going to break this news tonight. You can go on, tell him about Clay Holmes.
There's a lot of competition for these stories. You never know who can get them. I mean, certainly, there are writers who are represented by agents. I am not. They may have advantages. There are all sorts of things at play here. We're all trying our best. You'll get, I get some stories, won't get some others.
Now, it's been 2 years, but I remember where I was when I saw the Aaron Judge appears headed to the San Francisco Giants tweet. I love that you had a typo in it, because that made me just feel like it wasn't real in itself. And I know, obviously, we're way past that. But I've also said it would be just, like, awesome if you get to break the Juan Soto news, because that puts that so far in the rear view. It's like, forget about that. Here's the Juan Soto tweet. People are going to put that on T-shirts.
I think the reason that got such play is because people believe everything I tweet. I've had 100,000 tweets. And, you know, you get one that was wrong, and it did say appears, and I know I rushed in, and it was a big mistake, and I regret it, but it's 2 years later.
No regrets. It's like
at some point, I think someone could probably drop it if they're a nice person.
What I think is it just like how I introduced you. Everybody in baseball knows who you are. So, one, it's a credit to your work, your following, and how.
By the way, I won't be going on with you again. The whole thing has been a disaster.
That's okay.
I can't even believe you said that, to question my integrity.
Are you being serious right now?
I'm being serious, yeah.
John.
Asking me if I'm getting a cut, because I have a relationship with an agent. That's outrageous. I know you're not a journalist. You don't know anything about this. I know you get you don't. But that's an outrageous comment.
It's Friday night at 8:30, John.
You should know that much.
And I'm not taking this that serious.
Goodbye.
John, thank you for joining us.
I can't even believe it.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Appreciate your time. He's got to get to bed. I did not expect it to go that way. I think if you heard my tone and the way that I am completely joking and kidding and having a lighter conversation.
Yeah, Keith, you don't know John Heyman like that, to joke with him about stuff like that in that way. I mean, you're calling, and then to bring up the Arson Judge thing and go in a little deeper on him. Look, I know, I've called some of these guys leak receptacles of choice. This is the way the business works, and people know it. But if you're going to joke about him being on the dole, you probably got to be ready for him not to take that well.
And if you feel strongly that that's who he is, then you shouldn't have him on the show.
You shouldn't have him on the show is exactly right. If you have him on the show, then you know what you're doing. You know what...
That's unfortunate.
That is unfortunate.
Don't be a disrespectful brat. If somebody's telling you got to have him on the show because he's a WFAN guy, Morosi is, and he's an Odyssey guy, Then put him on and ask him your bare bones questions and let him go after 6-7 minutes. Yeah. But don't be a disrespectful brat.
Yeah, that's too bad.
That was rough.
Really bad. Anyway, thanks everyone who was on the show today. John Morosi, the aforementioned John Morosi, was on the show. We also talked with Lance Briggs and Mark Grody. They were great. Hey, you're not Tanny. That's Tree. It's Robbie Triano who's
the
in there.
Tree.
He is here helping out a little bit at the end of the show. Thanks to him. Thanks to Tanny. Thanks to Shane. For my partner, Matt Spiegel, I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show. We will try to repay you in kind tomorrow at 2 here on Spiegel and Holmes on The Score.
That's radio, right? You know. I mean, whatever. They tried. Didn't go over well. All good.